Thunder Bay. Sentencing for a man convicted of manslaughter in the 2018 death of 17-year-old Braden Jacob has been rescheduled for next month after the judge informed counsel she needs more time in reaching a decision. Jonathan Yellowhead, 26, appeared before Justice Bonnie War Kentin in a Thunder Bay courtroom on Tuesday for a decision on sentence. However, Justice War Kentin said due to various circumstances, she is not able to come to a decision at this time and that the case requires more thought. I don't want to rush this. I think it's a very important decision, Justice War Kentin said. I think it's important both for the family of Braden Jacob as well as for Mr. Yellowhead in these circumstances. Justice War Kentin added that one of the considerations that requires more time is an evaluation of the GLADU principles as it relates to sentencing. In August, Yellowhead was found guilty of manslaughter in connection to the 2018 death of Jacob following a 7-day trial that opened in April 2022. Jacob, of Webakee First Nation, was in the city of Thunder Bay for counseling services and he was first reported missing on December 6, 2018. Evidence presented during the trial, including surveillance footage, showed Yellowhead and Jacob together the night he went missing. Jacob's body was later found in the Chapels Park area on December 9, 2018. A post-mortem examination determined he died as a result of hypothermia, blunt force trauma to the face and head, and alcohol intoxication. Forensic evidence, including blood-like staining matching Jacob's DNA found on a backpack Yellowhead was carrying that night and on a doorframe at the residence he was staying, was also presented during the trial. During a sentencing submission hearing in December 2022, the Crown called for a custodial sentence of 8 to 12 years, while Yellowhead's defense counsel, Neil McCartney, asked Justice War Kentin to impose a sentence of 3 to 5 years, to be followed by 2 to 3 years probation. The matter has been adjourned to April 24, 2023 for Justice War Kentin to deliver her decision on sentence. Yellowhead remains in custody.